Want us to say a prayer for Ross, for all those things that he said about me. And I want you to pray for me because I enjoyed it so much. About Richard, okay? Because we all know that Susan has been in Kentucky this week and she's having a funeral this afternoon for Hattie. And we've been communicating back and forth. And I was calling her because it felt like it might be some bad weather today and what she wanted to do. And she told me that Richard would be speaking today. And I said, well, I don't have his phone number in case I need to call him if he's not coming. Well, she gave me the phone number. And you know, we have a kind of a special guy here by the name of Al Boyce. And he is kind of to take things over when the pastor's away. And I was giving him a golden opportunity. I said, call him and get the information that you need about what he does and all that kind of thing so you can introduce him this morning. Well, it so happened that I gave him the wrong phone number because he didn't get in touch with him that Susan gave me that I thought was right. But anyway, this morning I was supposed to be in Virginia at Rye Cove Church preaching this morning. And I got a call about 9:30 that they were not going to have services there. So that's the reason that I'm standing here and I'm trying to think what I was going to say over there. So, well, happy Valentine's Day. You know, I've got, this week I've been thinking about a story that I think that is just the epitome of love. The scripture says, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. It seems as though a father had a son, and that son was born for a purpose and for a reason, just like each and every one of us were born. Thought about before we were ever got here in this world. He brought that son up through the help of the community that he lived in for that purpose. And then it came time for him to do what that father dreamed and hoped he would do. And that father said, I want you to die for the sins of the world. I love every one that I created. And I want them to be with me throughout all eternity. I love them. And this congregation says to you this morning, Lord, happy Valentine's Day to you, because we love you too. Well, we know that Jesus died on the cross, was placed in the tomb. There was a peace in the garden that morning where he lay. The power of God helped the angels roll the stone away. I want you to vision this. As that stone was rolled away and the Holy Spirit entered that room, every corner of that room that morning, the Spirit went over to the bed where Christ lay. Said, wake up, son. Wake up, son. It's time to get up. As Jesus woke up and moved the cloth, and you've heard me say this before, that he folded the napkin and placed it on the bed. Now, you all who are cultured and with knows all about etiquette, my aunt didn't think I knew too much about it. She gave me a book about it. But when you're out eating and you are finished eating and you're through, you take your napkin and you fold it and you place it on the table or in the plate. But if you're going to get up and come back and you're not through finished eating, then you take your napkin and you fold it and you lay it beside the plate. That means I'll be back. Jesus took that napkin and folded and laid it on the bed, and whoever came in to see that said, we know he'll be back. He'll be back. What greater love story do we have this morning that I preached last week, that no matter what your trials and tribulations are, no matter what you go through in life, that Jesus took that to the cross for you and I. And God allowed him to do that. God wanted him to do that. And this morning, I want you to feel that love that God has for you. Just pause a moment. Invite him and the Holy Spirit to put his arm around you. And invite him to say, and let him say to you, I love you. You're worth it to me. You're worth it to me. And no matter what you're going through, I'll be there for you. Because in the scripture it says, remember how he told you while he was still with you that this was going to happen? That the Son of God will be crucified. The Son of God 3 days later will be resurrected. And the Son of God will go to be with the Father. And he'll leave you with the Holy Spirit, a comforter, every moment and every minute of your life. There was peace in the garden that morning. Peace in the garden because God knew that we would be able to find peace in our own lives. That he would put his arm around us anytime we approached him and says, I love you. I care for you. And I don't know about you, but I spent all week trying to understand how much I'm loved. All week. And I have no idea of how much God loves us. I can't even express it this morning how much he loves us. Oh, I know he does. And I feel very warmed inside because he does. But what I've got is very little of what he's going to give me one of these days. Amazing. You can't even dream how that's going to be. All I know is that is, I won't say as dumb, but as uneducated as I am, I can't touch that. But I do know in whom I believe in. And I do know that I honor and respect him. And I do know that I have a will to do his desire in my life. It's like all of you have the desire to do what he wants to do in his life. But folks, we're winners. We are real winners. When we turn our minds and hearts and thoughts to God, when we can not actually see but feel, when we reach out like that, the hand of our brother Jesus Christ and the warmth of his love that he gives back to us. And then when we reach out our hand and warmly hold that hand, our Father God, looks down on us as Jesus and I are standing there and smiles. He smiles. And he says, that's the ones in whom I am well pleased. They're my children. I've loved them. I'll always be there for you. No matter how tough it gets, or how long it gets, I'll be there for you. I don't know of any better Valentine's story to tell this morning. Because you see, that's true love. And that's gracious love. There's kind of two types of love, I think, that we have in our religious community. There's that gracious love that God gives us, and then there's that legalized love that we try to use in religion. I've got to do this. It's appropriate to do this. It's not appropriate to do that. That's legalized love. But when we have gracious love, God says, that's my love. And I'll give it to who I want to. And I'll give it to you. It's my love. You can't do anything to earn it. You can't make a set of rules to earn it. You can't have doctrines to earn it. Because that's my love, and I give it to you. All you ever have to do is, when I tell you I love you, is you tell me I love you too. Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time we spent together. I apologize for not knowing what direction to go in, but I'm here, and I'm glad to be here, dear Lord, with my family, my Valentine family that loves me and I love them, and we all know that you love us. Lord, thank you for being here this morning and letting us know what a true Valentine is through Jesus Christ. Let us always be reminded that he is risen. He hasn't gone anywhere. He walked with us each and every day. So thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for doing what you are to us. And thank you again for being with us. Amen.